It does feel like Daryl, the Jerome Ford, is kind of that next man up for to take that mantle. He's kind of like old reliable in this room at this point. Like every time a running back gets hurt, or every time a running back is no longer going to be around because of a potential suspension, there's Jerome Ford just waiting with open arms to take those reps and play. And I do think Jerome Ford has shown enough over the last couple of years that, like, yeah, he can be your running back for a shorter period of time. He's not like your bell cow year-long franchise guy at that position, but he can get some do some nice things, and so that makes some sense. It also, I think, obviously depends on how long, if at all, Quinshon Judkins gets suspended. Legal process has to play out. Kevin Stefanski is going to get asked probably first about that tomorrow, and that's probably going to be his answer. I'll tell it to you right now. But assuming, and I kind of think he might get a suspension here, especially after Mike Hall got one last year, if it's like 5-6 games, I think it makes sense that Ford's kind of that first guy getting those opportunities.
Well, another guy to keep an eye on will be Pierre Strong. You know, with Junkins, I'm assuming, and I want to stress that this is my assumption.
Yeah.
Based on, as you alluded to, how the Mike Hall situation was handled last year, I'm assuming that Judkins will not be available. And so I think that your running back room to start the season will be Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford, and Pierre Strong. You'll have those three guys. So Pierre, in my view, had the Quinshon thing not happened, Pierre was the odd man out going into camp. Now, all of a sudden, Pierre, in my view, is back in the fold.
Yeah, no, I think that's I kind of had the same perspective. Like, if Pierre was, I think, probably on the fringe of like making the roster. I mean, they've kept four running backs after roster cut down day before, so maybe he would have been okay.
Yeah, but if they're keeping four quarterbacks on the roster,
I mean, that's a spot they got to open up now. Yeah. You're right. So now all of a sudden I'm like, okay, it feels more likely that Pierre probably makes this team now. If Quinshon suspended, at least in the beginning of it. You know what I think is interesting about the whole Quinshon situation too, Daryl, is like, I'm not saying Browns fans always find a way to talk themselves into some form of optimism, right? Like, I think we see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember people calling into the station back in 2017 saying, like, don't count them out. There's more talent on this team than we're giving them credit for. And then we saw how that season went.
I remember guys hosting this show with their name on the show.
Saying I remember guys hosting this show saying that the preseason was a reason. Going 4-0 in the preseason
matters.
I have something I'm dying to say, but I'm going to bite my tongue.
We can do that off air.
It's okay. You can say it.
No, I can't.
You can say it.
Nope, can't.
Well,
you talked about politics for 90 minutes yesterday, Daryl. You can drop one little thing.
I most certainly did not talk about politics for 90 minutes yesterday. I talked about something that the president said
you safely,
related to the Cleveland Guardians.
You safely navigated a political sports topic for 90 minutes yesterday. You can safely,
I don't know if I did it safely either.
You can say you're
like
still
walking
here
on landmines.
You allowed to show up to work today, but you can safely navigate whatever it is you're trying to say.
No, I'm not going there.
I need you to navigate this for me. You both can answer this. Quinshon Judkins does not have a contract yet, right?
Yeah.
How do we get through all of that?
Well, I think that
he's
legal.
He's gonna have to take less money.
Well, I think first things first. Whatever legally is going to happen has to happen. Whether it's able to be taken care of is the wrong word or phrase. I apologize.
Sorted out. Figured
adjudicated
out.
Is okay.
That's a good word.
If it's adjudicated in a similar fashion to how the Mike Hall situation last year was, right, where it didn't go to trial. You know, lesser charge, all that kind of thing. If something like that happens and it gets resolved quickly, because the Mike Hall situation got resolved in rather quick fashion.
Yeah, it was also in Lorain County, not in Florida.
I understand and I respect that.
And he pled no contest to a lesser charge, right?
Again, I understand all that.
By the way, the charges is what's interesting here because, like, state to state, it's so different.
It's very different.
I talked about this with earlier the day. He was like, you could get, like, what Quinshon did, he was like, I always thought domestic violence was, like, family member, whatever. And he was like, and in Ohio, I think that's kind of how it's defined versus, like, with that what Quinshon's accused of in Ohio might have only been ruled assault versus in Florida, they're calling it domestic violence. So it's two different things in two different states. Like, that, I know we're getting to, like, the weeds on it all, But like that minutia, you know, complicates it a little bit further. Like,
different states, you're right. Different statutes.
How long is it going to play out? But I like the contract part of this is another interesting wrinkle.
He's not going. I don't think he's going to get a contract from the Browns until this is resolved.
Well, and
he's not getting it fully guaranteed.
Right, which is fascinating because on this the end of this past week is where all these second round guys started finally signing because they were showing up to training camps and stuff. And both the guy before him that was taken and the guy that was after him that got taken, I think Eamon Worry was the one guy taken after him. Both those guys got fully guaranteed contracts.
Well, how can you fully guarantee his contract?
Well, you can't now. You can't now. He wanted that because his peers were arguing for it. But if you're the Browns, like, I'm assuming there's some sort of clause in the contract now. Like, he definitely hurt himself financially.
Oh, 100%.
In terms of getting the money that he thought he was going to get from this rookie deal.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean,
it's... What I was trying to say earlier, though, Daryl, was like... And I've seen some people tweet this. There's always... Browns fans almost always find ways to, like, talk themselves into a season being something more than maybe what people are giving it credit for.
And then they hate me because I set them straight.
And I respect it. And listen, I've even talked the last couple of weeks about, like, listen, if this, as we talked about with John, this offensive line can stay healthy, if they can run the football again, I think this team could have a decent season.
They can find a way to stay competitive.
Like,
and
they
that,
can
but
win
that's
like seven, eight games with that. But now I've seen some people tweet it even as early as this morning, like, with the Quinshon stuff, if he's not there, like, that was part of the reason you were excited about the potential of this team maybe giving you something was because you had this new running back that you were excited about. I know Nick Chubb's gone, but it was kind of this new era. And now that new era is getting started on a very, very wrong foot.
Yeah, because all the fans are saying, we get rid of Nick Chubb for this.
Right, and so I think that's kind of sucked some of the air out of the excitement around this team leading up to training camp here these next couple days. Not to say we're not excited, but I do sense some of that from the fan base.
Well, training camp is way too long. Do I go on this soapbox now?
Okay, J.C. Trotter.
Training camp
is... You going to vie for the NFLPA executive?
Training camp is way too long. Okay, the last Browns open practice, I believe, is going to be on August 4th, okay? And the Browns aren't going to play a football game until September
7th.
Over
a month.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Training camp is entirely too long. Training camp should not start until the first week of August, in my view. Have the rookies in the last week of July, and I get they play the Hall of Fame game the last week of July. Where
it's, so how are you going to game plan with the guys that you know you're keeping on the team? That's what you take that time period for, though, right?
It's still way too. It's just too long. You get 2 weeks before the final preseason game and the week one opener. It's too long.
From just a media standpoint,
it's ridiculous.
I agree with you on the sense
they're
of
gonna,
like,
listen, Wednesday they're going to practice for an hour. Thursday it'll be an hour and 15 minutes. Friday it'll be an hour and a half. Like, it's like, and you're not going to see anything.
I'm sorry that we don't do two-a-days anymore, Daryl.
No. I am not advocating for two-a-days to
that's
return.
Ludicrous.
What's you were there when Flacco was talking about that.
Yeah. Joe Flacco's like me. He's the old man in the room. I'm the old man in the room now.
No, listen.
I host on Sundays. I'm the old man in the room. I come in, fill in with you. I'm the old man in the room. That's just my thing now.
As a member of the media that covers this team, I'm going to have like those first day of school jitters tomorrow. Like, oh, I can't wait to get out for training camp. But you're
really?
Right. By like the second week, the end of the second week, you're like, oh, this is just,
so here's
still happening. You get in this business for stuff like this,
right?
Like the excitement of an NFL season. So I get excited. But then you're like, okay, I'm ready for the season by like the end of the second.
So until the president dropped the bombshell he did on us yesterday in the middle of my show, the question I was asking is, over under how many days before I'm sick of training camp?
Well, we can't ask that next.
I think we need to have a training camp intervention for you. You sound pretty down right now on this whole thing.
And not just sick of training camp, but sick of the quarterback competition.